Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiya.
Just a quick nudge to say I'm going to do an Ask Me Anything episode over Christmas, so get your burning questions to me, either on the socials or by emailing scott@probablytruepodcast.com by December the 20th, so I've got time to record it and put it out over Christmas. Maybe I'll even try and get Mumsy involved. You can ask questions about the podcast, about me, life in general, any advice you need, shit like that, anything really. Ask me anything, and I'll send some stickers out to everyone whose question we actually use. Right, off we go.
This is Probably True, stories of queer life and even queerer sex. Please be aware that this podcast contains strong language and adult themes. It would be boring without them.
Hello. And welcome back once again to the next stage in our exploration of love languages, the many and varied ways we might show people in our lives that they matter, that we care, and, as always, that we are not alone. We've done words of affirmation, acts of service, and non-sexual touch. So, here we are at quality time. This one is pretty much what it says on the tin, to be honest. Spending time with someone should be pretty self-explanatory. But then I thought that about all the other ones, and I've still managed to talk about them for 10 minutes a pop, so who knows? Maybe we're all just a little bit fucked up. I say we. I'm assuming it's not just me. But then some of you do manage to have functional long-term relationships with other actual humans, whereas the only thing I've managed to commit to this year was a gold membership at my local clap clinic. Anyway, quality time. Remember when we were kids and you just like get on your bike and rock up at someone's door and ask if they were going to come out and play, rather than having to book someone in for 2 weeks on Thursday like it's a dentist appointment or another public indecency hearing or something? This is where you might expect me to talk about putting your phone down and looking into each other's eyes and talking about feelings and other revolting concepts. You might as well stop washing and join a drum circle, you hippie. Anyway, it's not always about talking. Sometimes it's just about being there for someone. Sitting together, watching something stupid on TV can be one of the most reassuring things if you're having a bad day. For example, I got this a couple of weeks ago when a mate of mine messaged me to say he was having a bad day and didn't really want to be by himself, so would I mind coming round and hanging out with him? I was midway through an encounter with a very attractive Maltese doctor at the time, but I knuckled down, and then I knuckled up, and then sort of knuckled around a bit. And sorry, you don't need me to waste your time explaining the basics. So what I'm saying is I went from a spicy flapjack to a reverse cummerbund, and then I finished him off with a sloping Rodney. And within 10 minutes, I was away to comfort my friend, still slightly sticky and missing a sock. So over I popped, gave my friend a hug until he calmed down a bit, and then we sat and watched Buffy together for a few hours. Sometimes all any of us need is a bit of company. There's a difference here between that situation where my friend knew that he could talk to me if he wanted to, and just not knowing how to talk to someone. I had a relationship like that for a while too. Well, I say relationship. He used to come round, we'd watch Netflix with some Thai food, and then he'd go home. I remember wanting more from him, but never being able to get the words out. I felt like I was drowning. Every time I'd open my mouth, they'd just sort of stick in my chest until I'd give up and try to bury all the feelings and the words I couldn't say under a pile of dim sum and sticky rice. So, make sure you both know that you can talk if you want to, but you don't have to. Of course, when someone is talking, actually listen to them. Make sure the TV's not too loud. Put your phone down. Loosen the straps a bit, whatever it takes, and actually listen to them. Sometimes there's nothing more lonely than being with someone you don't feel you can talk to, or who isn't going to listen when you need them to. And it doesn't have to be deep and meaningful. It could be something fun and light, like just hanging out after you're done shagging and actually getting to know the guy that you met 10 minutes ago. Even if it's just like 20 minutes or half an hour, instead of just grabbing your pants and leaving before the jizz has finished dripping off his chin. It doesn't even need to be as intense as being in your house with someone. Do something outside. Go for a walk. Buy more socks. Just spending time with people is enough. What you're doing, the activity, isn't as important as the time spent together. Quality time is one of my love languages. So for me, getting a message from someone I know saying, "Hey, how you doing?" is lovely. It's nice that they thought of me and that they wanted to message me. I really appreciate that. But getting one that says, "Hey, want to go grab a drink or have dinner together this week?" Or even, "I hear there's a really cute waiter at that bar you like. Do you want to go and perv on him?" is so much better. If my friends sent me a message like that, I would pretty much be there in a heartbeat. It doesn't even need to be about doing something special. It can be something really boring, but it's made a lot better with a bit of company. Basically, I'm part dog. If you say to me, "Want to go for a walk?" I will be all up in your face, getting excited and very happy to be involved. Just not in a pup play kind of way. I find that whole thing deeply uncomfortable. And if you're thinking, "Oh, I would do that more with my friends, but I'm busy with my job or my kids or whatever," then yes, that is the point. To make time in your life the things that really matter, like me, rather than just the boring things you have to slog your way through, like jobs and kids and relationships. And if you are making time for them, do your best to focus on enjoying that time with them, rather than thinking about all the things you could be doing if you were at home right now. Because there's nothing worse than spending time with someone who clearly has other things that they need to be doing. You might think that you can cover this up well, and that the other person has no idea. But we do, and it sucks. You're too polite to say you'd rather be at home doing the ironing. I'm too polite to say that I can tell that you'd rather be at home doing the ironing, and we both come away feeling shittier than if we'd just not bothered. Life is short. It's only ironing. Do your best to be present in the moment when you're spending time with people, with anyone that you care about. Life is finite, and we'll all be dead soon, and no one breathes their last wishing they'd got around to those shirts that have been sitting there for a week, rather than spending time with a friend. A ridiculously attractive American told me a great tactic for helping to make quality time with people happen. Don't message people saying, "Hey, when would you like to hang out?" But instead, say, "We're hanging out this week. When's good?" Which is aggressively American, but if it works, then fuck it, why not? If that kind of approach is a bit much for your delicate sensibilities, I have a gentler pro tip for you too. When you're messaging someone to ask if they want to hang out, don't frame it around you having nothing better to do. It may well be the case that spending time alone with your thoughts terrifies you, but rather than saying, "I'm bored, want to hang out," try, "Hey, I haven't seen you in a while, want to get a coffee?" or whatever. No one owes you entertainment. This is the same for Grindr profiles, by the way. If your headline on Grindr is "bored," I'm going to look at it and go, "So?" It's such a little thing, but it makes a real difference. No one wants to get a message saying, "Hey, are you free? I'm bored and you're better than nothing, but not by much." If you care about your friends, make sure they know it by making them feel special. And if you don't care about them enough to do that, then you should probably take a good look at why you're bothering them in the first place. Oh, that's a rather good segue into spending quality time by yourself, isn't it? It's almost like I've been doing this for years. The converse of spending quality time with other people is spending quality time alone. Read a book, go to the cinema by yourself, go for a walk, get a hobby. Do things for and by yourself. This is essential for a healthy mind and emotional state. For some of us, it's a basic need when it comes to actually being able to function. I'm a social introvert, which means that the company of other people is beneficial to me, but also quite draining. Think of it like a battery that I keep inside me. Best not to think about where inside me I keep it, just move on. When I'm around people, it takes some of the charge, so over time it steadily decreases. The amount at which it drops depends on the people, the setting, my mood, if there's a dog, things like that. But eventually, if I'm with people I like, or extremely quickly, if I'm with annoying people, my social battery will empty and I'll need to leave. Then I spend some time with myself, generally doing things for me, and my battery gets recharged, and then I can be around other people again. Not everyone is like me, as in amazing, handsome, talented, etc., but still, spend time with the ones you care about, including yourself. Make sure that you show them you care by listening if they want to talk, being present, and generally making space for them in your life, and include yourself in that. Make the effort to find time for them, and relish it when it happens. Because one day will be the last time you ever see them. And if that doesn't make your heart ache, then I don't know what to tell you. And maybe do put your phone down and talk about your feelings a bit. Fuck it, why not? It's Christmas. Just avoid drum circles. And I mean this from the bottom of my heart. remember to bathe.
That was Probably True, the multi-award-winning storytelling podcast created to remind all of our queer siblings that we are none of us alone. If you like what you heard and you want me to keep doing it, you can support the show at patreon.com/probablytrue.
This week's Patreon compliments go to Edward Howe, whose name should always be pronounced as if thoroughly impressed. Edward Howe! And Douglas Kupferman. Kupferman to Douglas, who exudes an aura of calm reassurance, which endears them to small children, animals, and at least one variety of mollusk. If you'd like your own compliment, head over to patreon.com/probablytrue and sign up to support the show. It would mean a lot, as would rating, reviewing, sharing with a friend, all those things that you can do that are absolutely free if you can't afford to sign up for Patreon, but you still want to support me in some way. They are all so very, very appreciated, and I love you. And don't forget that the Ask Me Anything Q&A thingy is coming up very soon, so if you want to get your questions in, I would love to answer them. Scott@probablytruepodcast.com or find me on the socials. Bye.
We're queer.
We're geeks.
We're queeks.
Superheroes, Star Wars,
Broadway, Drag Race.
So if you're super gay,
super nerdy,
or anything in between, listen to Queeks today,
wherever fine podcasts are sold.
And find us on Instagram at Queeks Podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.